Okay, let's try this then. It is Monday the 14th of August. I am now recording using my beautiful new iPhone. Well, it's not really that new anymore, but so I thought what I'll do is I'll just record the speechy bits on here because it's a mono device, and I've still got my old phone. I'll use that for music clips if I record anything live. So this should be a new episode. This should be my first day back at school. Fucking hell, that went quick. But that was a jam-packed summer. It reminded me of a summer in my mid to late teens when basically I had three different music courses, tours, whatever it was, and a couple of them were back-to-back, so I was literally home one day, chuck everything in the washing machine and back out the next. I think I went to France, Germany, and that was a West Side Story she got spoken about, and there was something else. It was probably just a residential course, and that's not a good start, is it? Not getting a good night's sleep on my first. But actually, it's probably to be expected, having been on a different sleep schedule for quite a while. Then the first night of trying to get back to normal is always going to be tricky. So it's an inset day today, which is just teacher training, starting off with a staff meeting. I'm not really ready, but I'll just wing it. That's what it's. Just while I remember as well, I had an inquiry in yesterday for. I'm not sure whether it's going to happen yet, but it's quite likely. For 20 performances of the Inverurie Panto in December, so that's on top of the 6 or 7 party gigs and stuff that I've already got. And November is silly as well, because that's got like 3 shows back to back potentially as well going into December. So, carrying on being busy. Fairly happy about it. That's not very enthusiastic, is it? But it's fucking, it's 7:10 in the morning, so hang on a minute. I'm talking away here. Voice memos as a 2-minute limit. Well, that's fucking useless. Or does it? I don't know. Did it just pause? Okay, something weird just happened with my voice recorder. I'm going to have to investigate before I carry on, because I think it just automatically paused at 2 minutes. I suppose I'll find out if I keep talking until we get to 4 minutes, but that was weird. No, that was... I don't know. Because the thing is, when I unpaused it, it carried on from like 45 seconds later. What was I saying? Yeah, 20 performances of Inverurie Panto I've just been offered. There's 4 of those that I can't do because of Christmas party gigs already. So I've done the usual and said, if they want me to do it, I'll do it, but I'll need to get a dep in for those 4 gigs, leave my gear in the pit, which is handy. I've got a spare set now. So what am I expecting today? Well, the kids are back in tomorrow. Full timetable. All the new first years in. Well, this is actually my first week of the new-ish regime, if you like, where I will be officially pretty much a supply teacher on Thursday and Friday, although I know at least one of those lessons will be music. I'm pretty sure there'll be more than that. Yeah, it fucking... Right, okay, I don't know if this is still recorded in the background, but it has paused at 4 minutes. Now, if I unpause it, is it going to come back on at 4 minutes? No, it's 25 seconds later. So what the fuck is going on with the screen when it looks like it's paused after 2 minutes? Maybe it's just to tell you. Anyway, this is bullshit technical stuff. I just wanted to say hi. It's the start of a new term. Easing in gradually in terms of what's this week. I've got a... I haven't even looked at my calendar. I've got a thing. Saturday night, I've got a wedding. Yeah. And Sunday, is a rare limit band practice, because we've got an 80s medley to learn, and then I might be going to see the Crossfire guys who are doing an unplugged gig in the afternoon, just to chat about an anniversary gig that's potentially happening in December. But actually, no, well, that would be before the panto starts, actually, so that could be okay. Anyway, gonna fuck off now. That's not bad, actually, the phone reminding me every 2 minutes, because too many times I've sat here and just been rattling on for 10, 15 minutes about bullshit. So it'll just remind me every 2 minutes or so to just have a check, see whether or not I'm actually saying anything that's worth saying. No, because if that happens, I'm only going to get up to 2 minutes. And then going to go now, listen to some music, drink some coffee. You know, the usual. Speak to you soon. So I just wanted to pop back in. It's 5 to 8 now. It's a bit of traffic. Just on my way into Elgin. I first morning. I mean, the kids aren't back yet, so officially term hasn't started in my mind. Today is it's just a fucking hell. Let's get ready kind of day. But I was a bit, like, not ready for this at all when I left home. And this is one of the things that I really like about, and it might be to do with my personal mental kind of requirements, if you like, that I like this transition time. I like this hour to readjust to a new environment. And during the time that I've been driving up here, I've kind of already begun to feel more comfortable and reassured by the prospect of returning to a routine. And it's strange because, you know, I got right into holiday mode. It flew, but I was certainly in Amsterdam. I was like, just this is, you know, but I can't survive like that for long. I do need my breaks, and I do need to relax, and I do need to make sure that I keep that up. But at the same time, there's something reassuring and comforting about just knowing that this is going to be my Monday to Friday for the next goodness knows how long. And then there'll be another holiday, but that's what makes the holidays worthwhile, isn't it? So can I turn right here? Yes, as I say, I got up a little bit late this morning, so I didn't get a chance to... Well, I didn't get up late. I just took my time, just trying to get my head around what the fuck I need to do. I'm now arriving at the McDonald's drive-thru for breakfast. This is the last time it's going to happen for a while, because, as I say, the kids are back at school tomorrow. That's my fresh start. This is just me easing back into it. So off for my sausage and egg McMuffin and hash brown and orange juice and coffee, toffee latte. Mm, yum, yum, yum. Oh, shut up. Good morning. Thursday the 17th of August, just after 10 to 8 in the morning. I'm almost at school. I've got a few minutes left. I've had a listen to my album of the day, and I thought I'd pop in and just update you on how my first week back is going. It's been fine. I mean, yeah, just back into it again. I mean, busy obviously, but I think it's, I mean, one would expect that after that, with a bit more experience, things start to slot into place a bit better. So I obviously, there's a slight back step after having a 6 week break, but I think things are back pretty much. I mean, the main thing is I'm not too concerned now about behaviour management, although it's something to keep on top of. But it's just all the, you know, continuous training and stuff. But today is my first official cover day, because as I mentioned on previous episodes, my full-time permanent my permanent job is 3 days a week, but they have me in on cover on the other days, or supply. So I've already done this week my first two cover lessons at this school. I didn't do any last year because I was on a, I can't remember what they call it, minimum hours, I don't know, something to do with newly qualified teachers, and I got enough hours to fill what I'm allowed to do. So, but this year it's a bit different. So I have already done this week a home economics class for which there was no cover work set. So I basically just winged it and handed out a hygiene booklet that I saw at the front of the classroom while I sorted out a YouTube video, which was like an entertaining showdown kind of thing on kitchen safety. Because basically it was first years, and there were, and the only instruction we were given was getting to know you activities, which is like, yeah, they're going to be doing that in every lesson this week. So, and plus, I think I'd met some of them already, maybe. Anyway, next, I'm being distracted by a dickhead on my bumper. UPS. My second cover lesson was PSE. Personal and social, I can't even remember what it's called. It was a bit complicated, the cover work that was set for that. It was like a Cluedo kind of game, but it's like I could have done with it before. But, you know, just settling into it. I've got a thing today. What is it? UPS, Universal Pupil Support. I don't even know what that is, but that's going to be my regular. Basically, I get a bunch of S2s, second years, that are my... It's basically like the tutor class. Apparently, they used to have like a 10-minute registration period in the mornings, but that's been replaced by a once-a-week 50-minute lesson with a specific teacher. So I'll have a class that is mine to bond with, I suppose. Once a week's not necessarily a perfect, perfect scenario for that. But other than that, yeah, I'm just kind of, I'm enjoying getting all the information off of my fitness app, which off of the watch that I've got. It's really interesting keeping on, like being aware of sleeping patterns, but also I'm below average on the cardio fitness at the moment. So it is helpful to know, because it means I'm sort of thinking, well, in that case, I do need to be thinking about getting to bed slightly earlier, because my sleep is, I think I'm averaging just over 6.5 hours at the moment. And it could do with being between 7 and 9, preferably. And also, just being aware that my cardio fitness is below average at the moment means I'm thinking about making, because I haven't managed to do any exercise this week, really, like deliberate sort of separated exercise. Obviously, I'm reaching my walking and my moving goals pretty much every day, but my exercise ring doesn't always complete. So I'm going to start thinking about that. But it's just, I think it's just the awareness of this stuff. That's kind of, you know, just fitting it into it, not so that it's not kind of something that you're having to really pay attention to. It's just something that's part of your life, just being aware of it. So anyway, I'm nearly at school, so I am going to fuck right off and go and see what today has in store for me, because that's one of the things about being a cover teacher or a supply teacher. Cover is teachers that are in the school who are covering other lessons for absent teachers. Supply is specifically teachers that come in to cover, but they don't usually work at the school. So I suppose I'm a bit of a combination of both. I'm a supply teacher, but with the benefit of being treated as a cover teacher by the kids, because they all know me. So, but as things stand, I'm just driving into the car park and I have no idea, apart from that UPS lesson. And I think last lesson today, I have a reserved music period with the fifth years for their practical. So basically I'm the in-house accompanist for them. But apart from that, I don't know what I'm doing the rest of the day. So it will be interesting to find out how all this bullshit works. And then half a day tomorrow, and then that's me for the weekend. But I've got a gig on Saturday night, and a medley to program and write the keyboard part for by Sunday for the limit rehearsal. So I'm going to fuck off now and go and see what the fuck is going on and stop swearing at you. Bye. Do you know what's really fucking annoying? Apart from the fact that I hate having sticky fingers, sticky hands, is when you think to yourself on the way home on a Friday afternoon to congratulate yourself for a really good start to the year, you go to Starbucks to get a chocolatey waffle, what are they called? Chocolatey waffle cone coffee frappuccino. Try saying that when you're pissed. And you queue up for ages for it because somebody in front decides they want to have a banquet from Starbucks. And then when you pick it up, the lid comes off and it empties like half of the contents all over your lap and the chair and everything. Because I think they've got a faulty batch of lids on the... Anyway, so yeah, I've just tidied myself up. Still got plenty to drink, so... Yeah, good first week. If it carries on like this, I think it's going to be best thing since sliced bread being a cover teacher on a Thursday and Friday, because I only had 4 lessons to do yesterday, so I got a fair amount done in my classroom, and today I got observations done because I had 3 out of the 5 today, and they were all pretty much self. Managing, so I got loads of preparation work done. So yeah, I'm loving it. I am slightly, I can't think of words. I'm slightly hesitant. That's not the right word, but I'm going to use it anyway. Slightly hesitant to be too over the moon about things until I've done a Monday, because Monday is a marathon. Monday I'm teaching every lesson, all 7 lessons, and then there's orchestra after school. So at this point I don't have harmony choir in the evening as well, but I will have in a couple of weeks. So we'll see how Monday goes before I'm too overjoyed. But at least if Monday is a shit day, and it is going to be the shittest day of the week, or the busiest day of the week, then at least it's over with. But then the trick is to not be getting yourself wound up about Monday all weekend, isn't it? So anyway, I am going to shut up and go away. Bye. Good morning, it is a Sunday morning catch-up. I'm not sure this might be the last clip of the episode. Yeah, why not? Let's try and get an episode out. So yeah, this evening I have an evening off. Oh, I'm knackered. I'm gonna have to, as you know, I've offloaded my Tuesday evenings already. And maybe this is just a little bit of... just kind of getting used to being back on a full timetable after the holiday, even though I've been really busy for most of the holiday. On the whole, apart from when required to travel, I have been getting reasonable amounts of sleep. So now that I'm tracking things with my posh new watch, I was for the first few days of term just getting about 5.5 hours sleep a night, 6.5, sorry. Research shows if you go under 7 regularly, it's likely to affect your health and potentially your lifespan, so I'm using it to keep an eye on things. I've got things up to 7.5 hours average now, so that's fine, but I am still below average on the cardio, so I do need to get back exercising, but you know, dedicated exercising, not just lugging gear around. That's not the same thing. And apart from anything else, I was thinking when I was unloading this morning, I could do with actually doing a bit of a limber up before carting gear around, because, you know, if you're doing decent physical activity, you it's not a good idea to just go into it without kind of loosening up a bit. So might try and bear that in mind. Basically, I'm just feeling a bit knackered in general. So I'm back to school tomorrow. Well, let's get today out of the way first. So we did a gig last night, the wedding, at the Hooley Barn at Netherdale House. It was a good gig, but the venue was absolute shite for sound. Honestly, I could not tell what people were saying on the mics, like when they were introducing the Cayley numbers and stuff like that, and talking to the audience. I could not make a word of it out because of the amount of reverb, the amount of echo in the room. So actually last night I tried out, and actually just during the sound check, before we'd even started the gig, my watch threw 90 decibel warning up, and we weren't even really playing that much, that loud, so regularly went over 100 decibels. So the second half, I mean, I was beginning to get used to it, being able to pick out what was going on towards the end of the first half, but actually the second half, I thought, fuck this. And I actually got out my in-ear monitors and plugged them into the headphone socket on the sound desk. And much, much improved. Now, normally, I'm not that comfortable with it, but actually last night I persevered because the sound was so shit without them. I persevered, and I actually found that I could do the backing vocals and the trumpet playing not bad. And actually, with the trumpet playing, it stopped me from overblowing, from trying to play too loud, because I was trying to, you know, in the past I've maybe been trying to play loud enough to be heard and not be able to. So, in other words, I think I shall continue to use in-ear monitors from now on, because you can just hear everything a lot clearer. And it'll help to stop damaging my hearing, because the main thing about it is the drums are kind of muted. I can still hear enough of them to keep in time, but yeah. So in general, I think, I mean, it's a constant readjustment, isn't it? Just trying to keep on top of your health state. I am aware in a couple of weeks time that I'm going to be starting on the Bugsy Malone rehearsals with the youth theatre group, so that's going to be Thursday evenings and Sunday afternoons. I've still got gigs going on, I've got shows coming up, so even though I've given up my Tuesday night choir, I'm still going to be fucking busy. So even though it's ridiculously expensive, so trains up here, I know it's a difficult one, because it's, you know, they're not that often up here, and most of the time there's carriages missing and stuff like that. And this is nothing against any of the train staff or operators. This is you know, obviously this is just the way the railways have been kind of allowed to run, or, well, I don't know, you know what I mean, they've been underfunded, they need subsidizing. Yeah, going to Amsterdam and experiencing trains and public transport on the continent, it's a fucking eye-opener, I tell you. Although, having said that, I do have to remember that we were in the capital city, and here I'm in the middle of nowhere. But to stop waffling on, I think I'm going to have to just bite the bullet and pay and try to start using the trains, because, oh, I don't know, the convenience of driving, it's on my mind, as you can tell. So anyway, today it's 25 past 11, I'm on my way into the rehearsal studios in Aberdeen. The Limit are putting together some new material. We've got an 80s medley, which I finished, I basically programmed on Friday evening and yesterday during the day. So I was working on that all day yesterday until I had to pack the car to go to the gig. Apparently, I'm supposed to have also done Walking on Sunshine, but I haven't done that because, well, I'd kind of forgotten, but I wouldn't have had time anyway. So that's going to be interesting today. I'll maybe just have to look up some sheet music and busk along to it and then get something ready for, I think it's next Saturday, because next weekend we've got two gigs, Friday night, pub gig, Saturday night, Archie Foundation charity gig, which we do get paid for, even though it's a charity gig. That's like an 80s night. So it's all fucking... I need to get into some kind of routine. This is why I'm thinking the train, because at the moment I am spending a lot of time travelling. And even though I do enjoy driving and it gives me a chance to bug you lot, there'll be plenty of time for that anyway when I have to drive. I think it would be beneficial for me to have some of that time out that you get from just, well, apart from anything else, the walking is good exercise to get to the station at either end, and then just sitting and chilling, you know, either sleeping. I think from my experience in the first week of school, I think I'm going to get away with not needing to do too much in terms of admin on the train. Not that I ever really have, unless it's been an emergency, but I think just that idea of that 3/4 of an hour on the train, I think I might have to, even though it means I'm not going to get home until 7 o'clock. You know, I'll have done a bit of exercise. That could be my exercise when I'm not driving. I know it's not full on exercise, but I think I might have to do that. It's going to be more expensive in the short term because it's like it's now £24.50 return from Inch to Elgin, which is 40 miles each way in a car. You know, on the surface, it seems cheaper to go in the car, but at the same time, there's wear and tear. So it's probably, I mean, it might be slightly more expensive on the train, but it could be just breaking even. So it's just, maybe I have to get up a quarter of an hour earlier, not a half an hour earlier. But anyway, I'll probably... what will I do? No, I keep forgetting. See, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to find out about a proper recording device thing to hook into the phone so I can record in stereo. Because my old phone records really well, but I keep forgetting to bring it. Yeah, this is just going to be it. I'm not going to record today because it's rehearsal and it'll be not as good sound, so I'm going to try to remember to start taking my old phone around with me that records in better quality for music. So in the meantime, I'm hoping that on the next episode I shall be able to it's weird, it's because I've had enough sleep, but at weekends when you're doing gigs and you're late, even if you get the same amount of sleep, your body clock's all to fuck because, you know, like last night I didn't get to bed till 2 o'clock in the morning, so I didn't get up till 10. But then tonight I'm going to have to try to get to bed as soon after 9 as I can because I'm going to be up again at, 6 if I'm going to be catching the train. So, yeah. We'll see. See how it goes. I mean, I'm not worried, not overly worried. I am aware that things aren't ideal for sleep and exercise at the moment. But, you know, it is a 1 week into term. There's 7 weeks until the holiday. So just keep it working on it. I mean, you never reach your destination. Life's a journey, and it's just keeping being aware of just keeping on top of things, because everything changes, you know. It's not like I have the kind of job where I can just turn up and do I mean, if I was just a teacher, then I'd say just, that's a bit of an insult, but if I was only a teacher, then I could, I suppose to a certain extent, do the equivalent of 9 to 5 and just switch off the rest of the time. But that's not the case. And I like having the extra money that gigging brings, and I like being a performing musician as well. So it's just a way of managing that, I think. So we shall see how things go. And chin up. I'm all right. I'm fine. It's just need to make some fine-tuning adjustments, I think. And there we go. So, sayonara, adios, arrivederci, alley-oop, what is it? No, it's not bonjour, rendezvous, no, it's s'il vous plaît, no, what is it? It's, until next time, and until I've got around this roundabout, goodbye, and I shall speak to you again shortly, in about a week's time. Tatty bye! Hello! Sorry I haven't been in for a while, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, because I think in the past, sometimes I've just recorded for the sake of it, just to say that I recorded, but I seem to be settling into some kind of crazy, irregular routine. So I'll probably just record when I feel like it. And that's now. So it's Saturday, the 26th, I think. Yeah, Saturday, 26th of August. 3:15 in the afternoon. I'm currently on my way into Aberdeen for the second gig of the weekend with The Limit. We played the Druthy Laird, which is a pub in Inverary we regularly play at, last night. I can't remember when the last time I recorded was. It might have been around about the last gig, which had shit sound and I was going with in-ear monitors. I tried it again last night. There were one or two teething issues with getting the sound right in my in-ear monitors, but I'm going to persevere. Apart from anything else, it's less gear to carry around because I don't have to take my extra monitors and stands and stuff that go with them. Less space to take up. Don't have to put in the Perspex screen, which is fucking annoyingly awkward and heavy, to partition off the drums away from me. So, this week, what am I into Aberdeen for today? We're setting up early for a charity gig this evening. Still paid, but charity gig for something called the Archie Foundation. I think it's something to do with Aberdeen Hospital. It's a charity evening, but it's an 80s themed night, so I've got my Converse on. And I shall be, we've learned a load of new 80s stuff. We've brought back some 80s stuff. Last night, I think the difficulties I was having were a combination of different things, some of which were because we've got a load of stuff back in the set for this 80s thing that we haven't done for a while. All the sounds for it are in different, saved in different banks on the keyboard, so different memory banks. So it was a bit tricky getting between them, and also the set having considerably changed in content. I think I need to redo my set list on my notation program on my laptop, because just the process of finding music and finding programs and stuff in between was just too long-winded last night, and I didn't get there for a couple of them. Actually, at the rehearsal last week, we'd done Sweet Child of Mine and Walking on Sunshine, from which I had literally just gone on to Sheet Music Direct, where I have a membership, and just read them off the website. So I need to get those downloaded and input. We've got a fair amount of time today, getting there for about between 4:30 to get set up. We've got to be out by 7, and then we're back to start playing, I think, around about 9:30. So we're going out for a band meal in Aberdeen, a place called Seoul, which the drummer's husband works at. It's a Japanese-Korean fusion kind of restaurant. Apparently they don't serve any dog. so there's that. But, well, yeah, this week, so going back to this week, it's felt like a fucking long week. I mean, it's the first full week of classes, but it felt really long. I think maybe in the last clip I was a little bit, maybe seemed a little bit, not down, but not even struggling to readjust, but in the process of readjusting. And I think I'm just about settling in now to term routine, the typical teacher condition of being continually behind on everything and having too much work to do. Did some choir prep work this morning for my school choir, which I now have a bit more time to do now that I've ditched my other choir. But it's all about priorities and health and stuff like that. But one thing I have done this week, and it's, I think I mentioned it before, is I prioritised trying to get enough sleep and exercising as often as possible. And it has made a difference. It's definitely made a difference, even to the point where, you know, I'm prioritising getting exercise and sleep over getting practice on the piano and the trumpet, because I've done none this week. That's something I need to address. I'll try and fit that into the schedule somehow. But in terms of sanity, health, and just surviving mentally, yeah, that's the sanity thing, isn't it? I'm basically getting myself home as soon after, between 5 and 6 I get home. I'm having a cup of tea. I'm doing my exercise, having a shower, and then I'm settling in front of the TV with the missus, with Suzanne, my wife, for tea and a couple of episodes of Netflix, and then I'm getting to bed between 9 and 10, because I like to have a bit of a read in bed. So basically, I mean, I can't overstate how helpful the watch and the phone have been. I know I keep going on about it, but yeah, it's just the continual monitoring of things like sound levels and health, kind of, you know, fitness levels and cardiac kind of condition, and you're just really, really helpful for someone such as me to keep regularly aware. It's not naggy. It's not like I'm not finding it overbearing or another thing. It's kind of, it's nice to just have, to be able to offload thinking about keeping on top of stuff like that and being, keeping track of it, you know? Just nice. So, yeah, that's that. What's coming up? So I've got a day off tomorrow, although I'll be in bed most of the morning, just trying to catch up on some of the sleep, because I don't quite get enough sleep during the week, but as long as I get over 7 hours, I'm fine. And then I think I'll probably do a little bit of work for school at some point tomorrow. I'll get my exercise done. I'll get the car unloaded. But I'm going to just chill a fair amount. Just get stuff done, but, you know, in a chilled way rather than, oh, my fucking God, I've got these deadlines to meet and stuff like that. Because Mondays are a slog at school. So anyway, I don't know when this is coming out. I'll probably try and do a bit of recording this evening. As I said, I don't know when this is coming out, primarily because I haven't yet figured out where the voice memo recordings go on the iPhone, which I'm sure won't take me long to find out, but also how to export them ready for upload. So I'll figure that out at some point, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I keep promising this is going to come out. You probably had you wouldn't have been expecting it because you wouldn't have heard it, but yeah. I'm sure I said I was going to get one out last Sunday, earlier on in this episode, but there we go, the life of a busy teacher and musician. What's coming up? Well, we'll find out over the next, what's happening in the next week or fortnight, in the next episode, but yeah, things are plodding along, and I'm tentatively almost on top of things, but aware that I'll never be fully, so yeah, looking forward to an evening of 80s music, with enough time to get the technical issues sorted out with the sound desk and the in-ear monitors that I've not been used to using. It's going to take a bit of getting used to, but it's going to be worth it in the end because, I mean, that's the other thing. See, with the AirPods on the treadmill, I've always had the music on like full blast, and just having a 7-day assessment of what my average sound levels have been in the AirPods is helpful because, you know, I'm basically, you're at risk of continually damaging your ears if you're regularly listening to music too loud. So, and especially with having the noise cancellation on them, it's kind of, I should be a fucking Apple advert, shouldn't I? Well, I mean, this is, yeah. I'm going to say this is the same with any noise cancellation earphones, but this, the fact that it kind of monitors the health aspects of it for you, it's nice.
It's nice, you know.
I'm going to fuck off and have some coffee. Don't know when you'll hear from me again. This might be the last clip of the episode. You might get a bit of music after this. You'll find out when the episode finishes. Bye-bye for now. Well, just a quick one to finish off. It is now 1:45 in the morning on Sunday the 27th. That gig was what I really needed because Friday night's gig last night, or well, I suppose it was two nights ago now, technically, was a bit of a disaster in terms of sound and consequently my playing, because it helps if you can hear yourself. But today, a nice long setup, a nice thorough sound check, a gorgeous room to play in, a nice sized stage, a brilliant audience who were all up for it. And there were times when, it's weird, it's a difficult one to describe, but sometimes it feels like you're having to work at being tight and together. And perhaps that is because, until I started using the in-ear monitors, it can get a bit, loud and, therefore muddy and just like in just, I can't really hear much. But now I'm using in-ear monitors, I'm not getting shitloads of drums and loads of bass, and it's nice in terms of being able to really clearly hear everything. And I don't know if it was because of that, but tonight there were some of the, especially the funk numbers, Good Times, Play That Funky Music, just in general, everything seemed to fall together. The groove, it's a difficult one to describe. The groove just took care of itself, and we just kind of rode, we just took part in it, you know. It was like, it was really good fun. It was pleasurable. Now it is 1:45. I am now on my way home. I'll be home probably about 2:30. I'm going to unload the car tonight because then I don't have to go out tomorrow. I can potentially have a pyjama day. So I'm not going to be in bed until after 3. So, yeah, probably spend the morning in bed, and then I'm going to try my best to relax. Oh, I didn't mention earlier on, we went to a restaurant called Seoul, as in the capital of South Korea. Japanese, Korean, South Korean food. It was really nice. It was... like a cross between a nice posh Asian meal and a bit of a greasy spoon takeaway. It had the best elements of both. But then we went over the road, Main Street in Aberdeen, called Union Street. They've just opened a branch of Heavenly Desserts in our here city, which I always go to when I'm down at my mum's in Rushton, in Northamptonshire, because they have a Heavenly Desserts right next to the cinema in the Lakes shopping complex. So we always have to go there because it's just fucking gorgeous. But just, if you get a chance to go to Heavenly Desserts, do go. However, This one, even though the food was nice, the service was a bit shit, to be honest. And it seemed like they were mostly taking care of their Deliveroo orders. It's one of those things that's going to be, I think. I'm just going to kind of reserve. It's probably a good thing because you don't want to be doing that sort of thing. You know, you don't want to be doing that sort of thing too often. I mean, I had a dessert that was nearly 1,000 calories and a hot chocolate that went with it. So it was like 1,400 calories just on my dessert. So, and I was already full with my teriyaki sirloin beef noodles thing and whatever else we had. Anyway, this is not a food diary, so I am going to disappear now and bid you farewell. I'm going to have a day off tomorrow and then I'm back at school on Monday, third week of term. It's going to be interesting because we are having a crackdown in the music department on mobile phone usage, because it's becoming a massive issue, just getting them to actually put their fucking phones away. I mean, it's not as if there's any signal down there, you know, and we're right in the basement, there's not really much of a phone signal anyway, but, you know, crackdown in terms of zero tolerance, anyone caught using their phone, they'll be told beforehand what, that this is happening and that what the consequences will be, so there's going to be some sulky kids for a couple of weeks, but once we've got that under control, apparently, so our head of department tells us, that they'll know what's what and it'll be what it is. I'm not sure what's happening coming up, not even thinking about it at the moment, just gonna have my day off tomorrow. I'm not gonna do nothing word wise. I will possibly do something, but I would like to, I mean, I'm going to do my exercise, and I'm going to try and get to bed early. That's the problem, though. Now, I'm going to get home at, like, you know, I'm not going to be in bed till after 3, and then I'm up at 6 on Monday morning, so I've got to somehow have a lie in, but at the same time be able to get to sleep at a reasonable time tomorrow evening, so, oh, we'll see what happens. Bye, see you next week. Whatever.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.